The wetlands at Hylabos Marsh were damaged during attempts by the port to eradicate an invasive snail. The dime-sized vineyard snail comes from the Mediterranean and can destroy grain crops. Under orders from the state and federal departments of agriculture, the port first tried to remove them using goats and other manual methods. But after that failed, they got an emergency exemption from the city of Tacoma to use mechanical equipment in the wetlands. But they didn't consult state or federal authorities.
That's the kind of work that would require a permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, a Clean Water Act permit, and they did not have the proper permits for that kind of work.
Hanadi Kader is an EPA spokeswoman. She says the order from agricultural authorities was clear. Plowing and grading to deal with the snail could not be done in wetlands because they're valuable parts of the ecosystem.
Things like stormwater runoff, things that just, you know, end up on our streets, all of that washes into Puget Sound eventually, and wetlands act as a barrier between that pollution and Puget Sound.
Under the settlement, the Port of Tacoma will restore nearly 10 acres of port-owned wetlands and enhance habitat on a nearby stream. Meantime, the port continues to try to eradicate the snails on land adjacent to the wetlands. They've been using poison and mowing the grass the snails like to live in. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.